other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into the second hour of this first live transmission since the new year began, 2009. January 2nd, Bob Chapman with us for the next 60 minutes. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the third and fourth hours today. And I'm going to break down the real gun control agenda starting in the next hour. Then I've got a bunch of other news I want to go over. I remember seeing the Baltimore Sun about 7 years ago with a headline of, concerning DARPA testing towers for mind control. And it said they were testing different frequencies, different ultrasound, to soothe the public during civil unrest and emergencies. And I've seen patents from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, nothing's been declassified really since then, about DARPA, the folks that brought you the internet and most of the technology you see, because they control the major corporations, and then they decide what's made public, what's not. And, you know, so you've got real schizophrenics out there running around thinking, you know, the sun's following them in the sky. I've had a couple schizophrenics come around going, look, it's following me. And I'm like, no, that's the sun or the moon. So you do have nuts out there, and the media focuses in on those poor folks who've got a chemical imbalance generally of heavy metals. They found mercury and lead leads to a lot of later onset of schizophrenia. But they have systems citywide. And they admit that these are being tested in U.S. cities. Singapore was the first to test them that we know of decades ago to mind control the population. And I have an article here. This is out of Spectrum Magazine for Tech Insiders, you know, mainline publication, Sound Waves for Brainwaves. And it goes on to say that researchers at Arizona State University in Tempe have developed a new use to it to control brain activity from the outside of the skull. Well, I mean, DARPA admits they're working with sound waves that, again, you don't hear. They're subaudible or you know, above range of hearing. And I remember how 10 years ago I had the CEO on of a company that was testing it in Tokyo at the time. Now it's around the country, but people freak out when they hear it. Where from 50 yards away, as you walk in, there's a zone. They've got an infrared scanner shooting out that recognizes a human, and then it projects into your skull these tones, and then it tells you, drink Coca-Cola. Delicious, refreshing. But people thought they were going crazy, so they've discontinued. And then I'll cover that on air, and people say that doesn't exist. You're crazy. I mean, they won't go look it up, that they have vending machines. Have you seen Minority Report? Everything in Minority Report is what they already had years before that film even came out. I mean, it's not even that accurate to the Philip K. Dick book. They just kind of took some of his story about the psychic precogs and then kind of interlaced the retina scanners everywhere, you know, speaking to you individually, the billboards as you walk through the subway system. That's already in place. It's just the Pentagon runs it. They're not really announcing it to you at this time. You're being tracked. The cameras are hooked in. Chicago is trying to pass a law. So is New York. London's already doing it. Where by law, all your internal surveillance cameras or business cameras have to be wired into the feds. They've got digital photos of everybody that gets a license or ID. They're tracking you in real time. That's the secret weapon Bob Woodward's been talking about, where they set up checkpoints around Baghdad, around Fallujah, and make everybody for their food stamps, even if you don't want food stamps, you have to do it, do a face scan, digital voice print, all that's put on a card. I videotaped Marines in 99 in Oakland with the role players playing the part of enrolling Americans in the camp database. Then they're let out of the camp later, some of them, those that aren't killed, and then they have their face scanner everywhere they go. And now they've got satellites that do it, but not a face scan. It's a shadow scan and a gait scan. You know, your walk, your gait, how you step, a algorithmic system. They claim it's 100% now. So I wanted you to know about that. And they do have the towers up, and they are practicing screwing with everybody and playing God. So I hope you enjoy it. And it's right here in the mainstream news. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Before time gets away from me, I wanted to briefly tell the listeners out there that if you really want to wake up your friends, your family, your neighbors, if we're going to have any chance of turning this around, information is key. And folks didn't want to know about the private Federal Reserve, at least a large portion of them, 5, 10, 20 years ago, when so many valiant people like Bob Chapman, been doing this for almost 50 years, were trying to warn them. And, you know, he helped put out the book with Gary Allen that sold millions and millions of copies, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, that really finally woke me up when I was a teenager, you know, to the wider world, to the reality. But now we're a visual society, and I believe the film people need to see is The Money Masters, How Banks Create the World's Money. And Thomas Jefferson said, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing and ensuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Here's James Madison. History records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, deceit, and violent means possible to maintain their control over governments by controlling money and its issuance. James Madison. Now, you tell an FBI agent today, hey, the private Federal Reserve's private. They're setting up a world government. Here they are in hundreds of publications, mainstream news saying it. The FBI agent will say, you are insane. It doesn't exist. You are a terrorist. And you can say, but the founding fathers fought the same people. And they'll say, hey, my training manual says they were bad. And by the way, I'm not joking. You didn't know the training manuals actually say the founding fathers were terrorists and bad? See, I mean, that's what this giant re-education camp is they're teaching the public to be mentally ill, and then those of us that are sane, those of us that research how society operates and what the elite is openly saying they're doing and going to do, they've been told we're insane. Doesn't matter if we tell you 3 years before they're going to pop the subprime mortgage and bring in world government, and then it happens. Doesn't matter if we're right about everything. Doesn't matter if we're spot on. They will just say it isn't happening. Well, to their own peril. So I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and get The Money Masters, How Banks Create the World's Money. It's a 3.5-hour film, 1995. You will have a master's degree in how the Federal Reserve operates, who the New World Order are. I mean, here's a Woodrow Wilson clip, and then I'm going to Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com. I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all of our activities are in the hands of a few men. We have come to be one of the most worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world, no longer a government of free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men, Woodrow Wilson. And he was hired. He wrote the book New World Order, called for world government, was fooled by the Federal Reserve bankers. Then he went public, started giving speeches, writing letters, and they murdered him, poisoned him. And his wife later wrote about that and released a lot of his letters. So, again, The Money Masters, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget Fabled Enemies. Man, I was watching this again a few days ago, and I'm just amazed that we make films this good. I mean, this needs to be seen. The latest, most hard-hitting info on 9/11 being an inside job. Truth Rising. I mean, everybody's got to see these. You may be awake, but your neighbors and friends aren't. And now they see things are coming down. Now they heard patriots in the past warn them. Now they're listening. The World According to Monsanto, incredible film. With another bonus film on the DVD and a free audio CD, 1995, about what you're really eating. Just absolutely life and death info, again, available at InfoWars.com. Okay, that said, for the rest of the hour, we've got Bob Chapman with us at a time before he retired, the biggest gold and silver private broker in the world. He also had the largest financial newsletter in the world when he retired. He's come back in the last decade and has one of the biggest yet again, the InternationalForecaster.com. I wanted to get him on today about The Economist, one of the most prestigious financial publications, saying U.S. in depression, not recession. Bob Chapman, great to have you here in the new year, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. It's great to be back again. A little hiatus this week. And first of all, that is a very important and unusual statement to be coming from The Economist. I can't quite figure out what they're after here. They're telling the truth, which is not normal for them because that publication is Illuminis controlled. And so there has to be another agenda here. Maybe they're preparing everybody for a depression. Maybe they want them to know that, in fact, that's where we're headed. And
they want to maintain their moral. They want to maintain their moral authority as if they told us, as if they weren't working for the very system that engineered it.
Yes, that would give them validity in something that was very well known among people who listen to your program and programs like it. But the rest of the public doesn't know, so they're going to tell them. And, of course, that's justification, too, for the massive layoffs, the cutbacks in state services, which are being thrust upon them by inadequate preparation, being led down the garden path investment-wise, the freezing up of the municipal bond market, the over-hiring and overspending that's been going on in states for a long time, and all of the things that come part and parcel with the downfall of the economy. And that leads us to, you know, where are we headed? And we have a new president, if in fact he takes office, which he probably will, whether he's a citizen or not. And the plan is for $1 trillion for domestic stimulus in another a number of different areas.
And that'll be select payoffs to certain members of the establishment and different divisions of the economy, so they play ball.
Exactly. And, of course, the drug and medical profession will be taken well care of with $100 billion extension into Medicaid, of which there's 50 million people on right now. And with the layoffs come the losing of company benefits, whether your health insurance is paid for by the company, by you and the company, or just by you. The fact that you've fallen out of the group means you don't have it anymore, and then you've got to visit Medicaid.
So it's
and
a domino effect.
So yes, the figure could go to 60 or 70 million people pretty easily because you get children involved, et cetera, not just the employee. And so that is part of the stimulus package. And as you say, the stimuli, we'll use the Latin word for that, the stimuli will, in fact, go to, or the largesse will go to the anointed people within the elitist system.
To further centralize the entire control grid, why do we have the Prime Minister of Canada coming out and saying depression? Why do we have, seeing a lot of elite spokesmen and publications now saying depression? And we go back to 10 weeks ago when the tens of trillions of theft began. I say tens of trillions, the last numbers, 8.5 trillion 3 weeks ago. They've been keeping it secret since then, but it was a trillion 300 billion a week. So it's, I guess, it's up to 11, 12 trillion of the trends continuing. Well, I guess we'll find out sometime in the future what the shadow banking government's doing. The news is openly admitting it's a Wall Street coup. Mainline analysts are admitting that foreign offshore banks are taking over. We have, and I want your take on this, Bob, your analysis here. We have all of this unfolding, and we had them 10 and a half weeks ago saying, if you don't do this bailout, we're going to have a depression. And that was finally what really sent the economy down and destroyed confidence. So right there, they were engaging in financial terrorism, which it appears is accelerating the downfall.
Well, I think what you have here is a Hegelian approach, and that is, the two steps forward, one step back, et cetera. And the two steps forward, of course, is the onrushing depression. And the one step back would be the stimulus, which is not only coming soon from the new administration, but also the stimulus that's been involved in the figures I put out 3 months ago of over $10 trillion when everybody was talking about $50 billion. And I raised my figure to 12 to 13, and now it's over 20. I mean, we don't know where it's going. And they're just going to throw money at anything. And that money in the form of monetization, which means it'll get into the system and be inflationary, will start hitting probably in March, April, May. And I expect there'll be some kind of a rally in the market because of the anticipation of the stimulus package, which is really peanuts compared to what's being spent or created otherwise. And I think this coming year will be a giant year for gold and silver. Commodities will recover. Inflation will be rampant. And toward the end of the year, perhaps as early as May or June, we'll see a turn down on the market again. And I think that the lows of just recent time, which were around 7,400, and back in 2003 was 7,268. I think that'll be broken. I don't think
anything
that can hold the system down.
Bob, on record, you did say a month or so ago when it was down there at 7,000 that it was going to go back up to 9, and then you predicted going from memory that it's going to then go down to 4, correct?
It could, in stages.
But I mean, you have been saying for several months that you see it.
That's right.
In March of next year, even rallying more, but then we'll find out when you believe it's going to implode. And then how you're coming up with a $20 billion number. Stay with us, or $20 trillion, excuse me.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Happy New Year. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $874.20. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $899.84, $449.92 for half ounce, and $224.96 for the quarter ounce. That's $899.84, $449.92, and $224.96.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
First week of December, the Associated Press, San Francisco Chronicle Financial Writers reported that $8.5 trillion had been taken by the private Federal Reserve, and they would not tell anyone where it went. Lawsuits were filed by Bloomberg, and the feds said no one will be told, not even Congress, as if Congress isn't above the executive. Yeah, it's not equal powers. If you really study the founding of this nation and even state laws and legislatures, they create the courts. They are above the courts. The executive is the weakest. But side issue, for three-plus weeks, we've gotten no new numbers that I know of. Bob Chapman only focuses really on the financial and reads scores of publications a day. Bob, you're always conservative. Where do you come up with the number that $20 trillion has been stolen? Or, projecting from what it was, $1 trillion, $300 billion a week, that would have us at about $11.5 to $12 trillion right now. Are you saying you think it'll go to $20 trillion? Or are you saying you believe it's already at $20 trillion?
No, my figure right now is projected presently at 12 to 13, and it could go over 20 very easily. They have to continue to create money and credit, and I suspect what they're doing is they're creating treasury bills. They're not selling them in the marketplace. I think that they're using them as collateral for companies. In other words, they're giving.
Well, they've said that. They've said that. They're leveraging it.
Well, yeah, but in what way? I haven't seen an explanation as to how they're doing that.
No, they're secretive. You saw the New York Times 2 weeks ago where they said, oh, by the way, the Fed's going to issue its own secret bonds that have the same value as Treasury.
Yes, and I suspect that they've gone ahead and done that before they even announced it. And so the amount of money that is out there in the form of treasuries and loans and the acceptance of rotten collateralization and the creation of money is far beyond what we know. The estimates I've given you are conservative. When I said $10 trillion, everybody laughed, and it was 50 or so billion, and of course we're up there already, and they're fighting an underlying deflation, and they've been doing that for over 5 years. And most of the impetus has been done for solving that problem, suppressing the deflationary aspects of the economy by increasing money and credit. Now they've lowered the interest rates down to virtually zero to throw in a helping hand. Of course, that situation is terminal because they can't go any lower. And so now they've really got to create a lot more paper. And they're going to do that until the system says to the lender, who supposedly is keeping the system floating, if you may, that we're not going to borrow anymore. We're just not going to do it. And
okay,
when
Bob,
that happens, it'll collapse.
Now, Bob, I got two questions. From all the evidence I've seen and the inside Bilderberg info and their public statements, you know, the Financial Times admitting 2 years ago that they were going to use this to consolidate power, it is engineered. And they've still shut down liquidity and loans and credit to the public and Main Street, and it appears they're only massing it into themselves while it still has some fiat value with people's perception, buying up real assets and literally war chesting for war physically with classic tyranny, and so they're just buying time to get their system in place. Do you agree that they've engineered it, or you're saying that they've lost control? And then B, you've been saying 2 to 3 years for the last year. Are you revising it, saying it looks like it's accelerating?
No, I don't think it's accelerating. And they're still in the same mode, trying to do the same thing. They originally engineered it. It did get out of their control because I don't think that they thought they would not be able to get rid of all of the CDOs and SIVs they have, which are bonds containing mortgages. That's really what they get stuck with. And they had sold a lot of it, most of it in Europe, and they get stuck with it. And at the same time, the loans, which are within that structure of those bonds, have gone down in value because, you know, our average person has a value in his home of $250,000 and owes $310,000.
But a lot of people, you know, millions a month are losing their jobs or getting pay cuts. I mean, it's a depression for a lot of people out there. Let's come back and talk about how you see this unfolding. Then we're going to go to phone calls from Gary, Matt, Barry, Brian, Kim, and others. We're talking to Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Phone calls are coming up here in just a few minutes with Bob Chapman. Really appreciate him joining us once a week. Before we go back to Bob and Gary, Matt, Barry, Brian, Kim, many others that are patiently holding, so you can ask your questions to Bob, who's one of the most accurate financial forecasters I've seen. Well, we're honored to have him. I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. And break free of the New World Order. These are heirloom seeds, meaning they're not even hybrid, folks. These are, you know, ancient seed varieties, really high quality. This family business buys in massive bulk and passes those huge discounts on to the listeners of this show. 15,000 heirloom seeds will provide your family with 7 years of healthy food. Stop buying and eating New World Order food. Grow your own healthy food in your backyard. That's 15,000 heirloom seeds for $129. That's real food insurance for the difficult times we are experiencing already. Heirloom seeds are the original varieties, non-GMO, non-hybrid. All these seeds date back over the century. Their Mayflower bean came over on the Mayflower ship itself. Oh, with some of my ancestors. Now SurvivalistSeeds.com wants you to become one of their heirloom seed farmers, and you can sell them back to them your save seeds year after year because demand is skyrocketing for the rare heirloom seeds. Yeah, the big Monsanto and others have bought up the vast majority of heirloom seed companies and then are stopping the sale of them and then hoarding them in underground bunkers. You can pull that up. Just Google Seed Arc. You'll also get a DVD teaching you how to sell your vegetable produce to restaurants, delis, and farmers markets. Slaves Hesitate, Patriots Take Action, SurvivalOfSeeds.com, a family business that is helping the truth movement prepared. If you can't feed your family, folks, the FEMA camps will. And buy guns, buy gold, buy silver, buy water filters, and start growing a family victory garden because regardless of what happens, it's a good position to be in just to start becoming self-sufficient. Also, I want to tell you about ColaBlue.com, the fine folks with their atmospheric water generators. It just looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. Grabs it out of the air, and it condensates 7.5 gallons a day. Even in the driest climates, it gives you over 3 gallons a day with their smaller units. They have big ones, and they have solar power systems, you name it, also on the site. ColaBlue.com, ColaBlue.com. And then after it grabs it out of the air, it goes through an activated carbon filter, a silver impregnated carbon filter, reverse osmosis system, the taste and color odor removal filter, and is stored in the tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, ColaBlue.com. Okay, let's go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I got a lot of questions here, and I know the listeners do as well. How do you see, I mean, I ask you this every week when you're on, but you know, you always give us different nuanced answers. How do you, I mean, I see it accelerating. I mean, this is, I mean, I know you didn't expect to see them all over TV saying we're going into a depression and now have The Economist out saying that. But I guess as bad as it is now, you're saying in the next 2 years it's just going to intensify. What will it physically look like on the streets? And then that's A. B, and we're going to calls. How will this equation work? This isn't some Soviet revolution, Bolshevik revolution, where the people are disarmed and the dirtbag parasites can have their way. This isn't some Nazi revolution where they're disarmed and can have their way. This isn't some Maoist revolution where the people are disarmed. I mean, you've got 140 million gun owners, it's higher than that, just, and millions of them want to start shooting. I don't want that to happen, folks, but the globalists are going to push. How is that going to work? I mean, I see this just, and they've got the cops all hyped up and out of their minds, you know, thinking they're doing a good job bringing in tyranny, revenue generating off the public that can't pay anymore. So A, how is this going to unfold? And B, how do you see it starting and blowing up or not?
Well, the major impetus will be unemployment, and those figures are much higher than what we're being given. And as we go into this year, the stimulus package, which they will get in, as soon as it's put before Congress, probably in late January, that'll start to go into gear probably in March and April. And that'll put things off for 6 months, maybe as long as a year, often the respect that those who have laid off will go to work for the federal government in one form or another, either through one of the corporations that's dealing in the payoff to them from the federal government or the federal government itself. But once that money runs out, the only alternative they have is to create another $1 trillion to do it again because it's not working. And I think at that stage, sometime later this year, you're going to start to see demonstrations which I think could become violent.
Please continue breaking that down. What's the next step after that?
Well, the next step after that is the things that you talk about so well, and that is the police acting in behalf of the federal government, not your local police force, not your state police force or your county. The orders will come down. This is what you're going to do, and you're going to go out and pick up this list of people. And I think that will be the beginning. It'll start off with the threatening, and if you don't keep your mouth shut and stop doing what you're doing, we're going to come and bring charges against you because you're a borderline terrorist. And of course, those who don't shut up will either have to hide and do what they do under the cover of darkness, or they'll go to an internment camp. And that's how the thing will evolve. And once that starts to happen, there'll be a certain segment of the population who will shut up and take orders and do as they're told. What that segment will be, it'll probably be half of them. And the other half will become more aggressive, perhaps in challenging government. If there's not enough food to go around or places to live in, I think people are going to start doing what is normally considered criminal activity. And that would be going and taking food and other things from companies and government as well.
But that's the next issue. Again, proving this was premeditated, not just 2.5 years ago, getting the intel out of Bilderberg that they were going to implode the subprime mortgage by design to cause a global currency crisis, that they would then come in and offer the world government as a solution. That now is happening. Openly announcing world government will save you when the very same banking families have engineered this. And building the FEMA camps the last 7 years, now announcing the Army War College coming out and saying, yes, we are prepared to engage the American people. They're not even saying it's for Al-Qaeda anymore. They're having to admit to the troops, okay, get ready to go up against the people. Though they still put out another brand of propaganda, you know, on Times Square and big events. Oh, look, the troops are here to protect you from Al-Qaeda. But to their own people and in the newspaper. I mean, I have an article here out of mainstream news where they're calling for troops on the streets and saying how great all this is out of the Albuquerque newspaper. So, again, my point is they clearly have been preparing for this for decades. Is it that they knew their Ponzi scheme would implode and then they would offer the new solution of even greater power? I mean, any way you cut it, they engineered this.
Well, that's true. And, you know, all along the way, you can never tell how things are going to go. That's why, the answer is relatively nebulous. As you go along, 3 months from now, we can have people doing the kind of things I just described, or it may take a year and a quarter. We just don't know. I mean, we know there's going to be problems. We know they could get violent. We know they probably will get violent, and they may become a revolution.
Well, let's say they try to go pick up 10,000 people in a first wave, under the cover of food riots and breakdown of society. People will say, do whatever you have to, just give us our football games again. If 1% of 10,000 fight back, you know, that's hundreds of people fighting back. If they try to, and no doubt hundreds of thousands are going to conservatively fight back by the time this is over. I mean, the Second Amendment comes into the equation, Bob. I mean, I don't see any way that the establishment can win this thing.
Well, I don't either, and they will do it under the cover of law. And that means that in order to defend yourself and not be dragged off, then you're going to have to break the law, whatever that law is, and the law will be whatever they say it is. And so what it's going to come to is the people who have spoken out against things within government and business, they will try to collect them, and the shooting will start. You know, it's interesting, too, and we always talk about America, but, you know, this is going to happen worldwide. And I've lived in a lot of countries, and I speak several languages, and I got to tell you something. In all of those countries, particularly in Latin America, the people are fairly well-armed in those countries, too. And I think this time around, if this sort of thing is tried to be enforced upon them, they're going to shoot back, too.
Well, that's why the United States is giving now over $100 billion a year to Mexico to get rid of the old-fashioned potbelly corrupt cops and have the paramilitary black uniform guys everywhere. But that's not going to work either when they go home and their own family shoots them.
That's true, and you know that they're parading them through the streets on trucks daily in major cities throughout Latin America because of this threat of narco, traficante-inspired violence, and they're wearing the balaclavas and the whole works. They get M60s mounted on trucks, and it's bizarre. And also, a good part of the deaths that you see in places like Mexico are caused by the military wantonly just shooting people because they think that they're bad people or suspect that so. And there's a lot of stories to that effect. So these things are happening elsewhere as well, and the people are not happy about it.
Lawless criminals have taken control of society worldwide, and as the crisis deepens, they act more like greedy roaches, just grabbing everything that is nailed down. They've already grabbed everything that wasn't nailed down, and it's kind of an orgy of corruption right here at the end. And, you know, I talked about it last week or earlier this week. I'm seeing Austin police now racing around without their lights on, running up behind citizens when there's open lanes for them to go around, and then just violently acting like they're going to run them off the road, and police everywhere just radar gunning and writing tickets and feeding and acting all wild-eyed because their bosses are getting them ready to engage the people. They're telling them, you know, have bad behavior, go out, be arrogant, act however you want, in preparation for what's coming in the future. I don't think these guys realize they're entering a hell pit.
Yeah, they don't. They just don't know. And I have a nephew who just resigned at 50 years old, assistant chief of police in a fairly major city, because he knows what's coming.
He resigned, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, he had 30 years in.
What was the last straw?
That was hard to get from them, but I think this was it, the federalization of the police department, and also the person who was appointed above him was semi-competent, and he was tired of putting up with it.
But how are they getting the police to in front of other cop cars, run up on people's hind ends, almost hitting them, and then violently they pull around you and then act like they're going to run into your car, shine spotlights in your eyes? But I'm seeing them do it to other people, not just me. You know, this happened to myself a few days ago going home. And I'm seeing, I mean, it's like they've gone crazy.
Well, that's the power that comes, you know, from the federal government. And that's what makes them act that way. And, of course, you know, you have an ad here on how to make your license plate invisible so that they can't, with their cameras, give you a ticket. Well, this is a massive, massive money-raising effort. Tickets have always been that way. I know most large cities and states look to their highway patrol, we'll call them, to bring in 40 tickets a month. Now maybe the quota is 60. But that goes along with the aggressiveness. And they're just waiting for you to say something so they can throw you in jail and give you a larger fine of several thousand dollars. It's all about money.
Don't they understand that the people that control the United States are anti-freedom, anti-U.S., and there's been a private corporate takeover of the society?
No. 15% of the police people know that. The other 85% do not, nor do they care. And in fact, in many states, they're hiring people who have had criminal records.
Oh, I know.
To be policemen. And so, you know, where do you go? You know, they're as bad as the average person, the 50% of America who just doesn't get it and probably never will.
No, you're right. The public itself, a large segment, is just wicked, degenerate, but also delusional. When they try to screw you or cheat you or do something bad, they'll make up a lie why they did it and why you deserve it. And they think because they made it up that, I mean, it's mass mental illness, Bob. Do you get the point I'm making? It's like crazy.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with law enforcement because my wife and I were professional shooters. And we used to use their facilities very often, so we got to know them very, very well. And we know all the police signals and things like that many years ago. And the comment that always sticks with me is that, well, we're sure that they broke the law sometimes during their lifetime, so it was justifiable that we picked them up for whatever we picked them up for, whether it was a ticket or disorderly conduct or whatever it was. There's always some kind of a justification in their mind for executing the law. There's no even-handedness. And it's the same thing in Washington. today. There are no laws. They are whatever we say they are.
And then it grows.
And you have that same mentality in law enforcement, unfortunately.
And then it grows into, we've got to break the law to beat the bad guys. And then one morning they wake up, they are the bad guys.
Well, we were taught that when I worked in counterintelligence. I mean, you know, whatever goes, whatever you got to do, you do it.
Well, I have a older family member, I'll just say this, who was an Army officer. And he'd been in, I don't know, like 15 years, been in Europe and places. And then the CIA came and recruited him and said, you're going to be a field operative. And they said, the first thing you're going to go do, and he won't tell much more of the story. Like, he told it to my dad. He wouldn't even tell me the story. And he sent him to Chicago to basically deal drugs and do other things. And then he said it was so criminal, you couldn't believe it. And then he said no. But I mean, they've recruited millions of people.
I know they did. I was there. They didn't recruit me, though.
All right, let's hold you five after into the next hour, because I want to take at least five calls from Gary, Matt, Barry, Brian, Kim. Your call straight ahead when we come back. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. You'll get a free trial subscription today. My website, of course, is PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Come up in a few minutes.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
We are back live. Let's go ahead and take a call from Gary in Illinois. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead, Gary, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question for Bob, and then just I wanted to bring two things to your attention. If I could ask Bob, I was just wondering, I wanted to get into gold, obviously, now's the time. Difference between, I noticed some of the coins, like your Eagles and your Sovereigns are 0.917 pure, and then your Maples are 0.99. What's the difference? I mean, you're getting a better deal with a certain coin because it has more purity?
No, they're all sold on the basis of what they have in them, and that's all reflected in the price. So all things are equal, more or less, from coin to coin because a fifth ounce costs less than a quarter ounce. And so you buy bullion coins, you get bullion coins, and the markets, the markups are generally the same. The markups nowadays have changed. They're larger because more and more people throughout the world are buying coins. So, you call Midas at 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And they'll fill you in on the details of that.
Thanks for the plug for the Midas, sir. Let me simplify it. You'll have a Krugerrand that it'll say 1 ounce, but there's an ounce of gold, but it's actually above an ounce because they add some alloy in there so that it's not soft and doesn't basically deform in circulation. Whereas some mints will put out, take a Mexican coins, not Mexican gold. They tend to be way above an ounce, say if it's a 1 ounce gold coin. There's an ounce of gold in there, but they even put more alloy in. And so when you get into gold percentages, if it says a fifth of an ounce, it may be above a fifth of an ounce, but there's a fifth of an ounce of gold in there, and then whatever above it is in the alloy. Correct, Bob?
That's correct. And it's, again, all reflected in the prices. They do it by grams. And so, they're all the same, although some coins have, bullion coins, have larger premiums than others. And you have to talk to Midas about that, and they'll tell you the differences and what the best prospective buy is for that day.
Absolutely. That offer that Ted gave here on air Wednesday of gold price in at 770 when it was 880 as it is today. That deal is still holding, by the way, throughout the weekend, Ted told me. So, again, 800-686-2237 on that main deal. The number Bob gave you can also call and get a free hard copy of the newsletter by calling that number as well, theinternationalforecaster.com. Okay, I want to be able to get these other callers in. I don't know how long Bob can stay with us. You had one other point you wanted to make, Gary?
I'm calling from, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from Naperville, Illinois. It's like 40 miles out of Chicago. Supposedly it won like the awards for the safest, best cities, economy, housing, and everything. I was out the other night, and this is just, talking about your police state. Downtown, there's only a couple of bars, like maybe four bars, and, people were just enjoying themselves. The cops line up in the middle of the street now. It's like three squad cars, two SUVs, and they just sit there with their lights on in the middle of the street, and they have dogs. Two officers had dogs walking up and down the streets while these people are out at the bars. It's just, like you said,
it's acclimating you to military occupation. They are a paramilitary force, and they're helping the bankers destroy their society. They have incrementally warped and twisted the police to the dark side. Bob Chapman, stay there. We'll come back in 70 seconds. Go to Matt, Barry, Brian, Kim, and others. Please stay with us. We'll be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.